Welcome to the 2 Points Podcast. I guess you can unofficially call this season two of the 2 Points Podcast because we're back strong for the football season.
Yes, back and stronger than ever as the defending football fantasy champion. And trust me, you will hear that a lot. Hence the name 2 Points Podcast.
We're not going to go into this. Because if we want to talk trash about the fantasy football season, we were number one and number two in the league. And I don't like taking a lot of credit for being number two. But it's true.
It's true. It's true. But, you know, we came to start. I think it's a good time to start. The preseason is just upon us. This show, we really want to do all Eagles, you know, just to kick things off of. Because most of our listener fans is Eagles fans, except for people that get drunk on the weekend and fall out in the parking lot. Victor. So we're going to cater to our fan base of five.
Because we got a couple other cowboys. Anyway, not the point. Eagles talk.
Yeah. Before we talk about the Eagles talk, I told you I had a story to tell before. And it's just funny that this was said. So, to get in, we're recording at Mike's building, Mike's place. To get in Mike's place, you need to be buzzed in, right? Or someone needs to let you in. So, I'm sitting in the lobby area, and I buzz Mike or whatever, and I'm waiting for him to buzz me in. So, I see this old lady coming out through the door or whatever, coming out to the door. She opens the door and says, "Am I a delivery guy?" I guess she was waiting for some food. Obviously, I didn't have any food, so therefore, I'm not a delivery guy. But I look behind me, and I see an Asian guy. And I say to the lady, "Oh, there you go. Don't you know the Asian guy lived there? He didn't deliver Chinese food."
Oh, man.
So I just felt like I wanted to share that story because I felt like a real racist douche after that.
The racism is ripe with this. This is ridiculous.
It goes back to calling you a darker-skinned gentleman.
I'll never forget that. I might even edit that in to the episode right after you say racist douche, darker skin gentleman. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, so want to kick it off with the Eagles schedule, Mike?
Jump right into the schedule. We're not talking preseason. Forget preseason. That don't count.
Preseason doesn't even exist.
Even though, oddly, we play the Steelers and the Browns in the preseason, and we have the AFC North this year.
Well, I think we play Steelers and Browns every year. Like in a preseason.
I know, but that's what I mean. It's odd that that's continuing. We have the AFC North this year, and we open with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like four plays running that Cleveland preseason game.
I believe
it's going to be like run left, run straight, run right. Who am I kidding? We're Andy Reid here. He's not running it.
Yeah, he's not running anything.
Yeah, but well,
who's going to be in the game? Kafka? Or are they going to call me up?
I think my boy Nick Foles, who's nothing but. Nah, he sucks. I'm trying to think of something creative for him.
Come on.
But yeah, he does suck.
We don't know that.
I mean, he's a rookie, though. He went to Arizona. Come on. When the last time you seen Arizona on TV? You know, it's Arizona.
It's not the point.
Like, even with the Sandusky thing at Penn State, Arizona called some of the recruits and was like, "Are you kidding me? You're Arizona." It's like, really? Arizona? Like, come on. No, but we're kind of jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
So let's get it down. Let's get it down and dirty. And you know what? I'm going to defer. Going to choose to defer to you in honor of the kickoffs. So, week one, Sunday, September 9th, you have Philadelphia at Cleveland.
Before the show, we were about to talk about it. We said, no, we got to record this. This is the game. Like, I want to be positive about this game. I am positive. But this is the game that could wreck the season. Like, it set a bad tone, at least for the first half of the season. Because this is one of those games that, on paper, the Eagles should win. It shouldn't be too tough of it. It might be a good game, because Cleveland doesn't have a bad defense. They got Wheaton. That's why I wrote his name down, because I always forget it. And Trent Richardson coming in this year. And now the Eagles get against running backs. So if our defense plays like they tend to do, the Browns could win that game, especially with us being on the road. But I'm confident that we'll win that.
All right, I'm going to put on my Jim Brown hat and say, F Trenton Richardson. He sucked. Nah, I'm just playing. He's just a rookie. And the thing is about rookie running backs, you always want to be hyped about them. But then someone goes and drafts Mark Ingram four rounds too high in your fantasy draft. And the guy does. I mean, he had an okay season. But back to the point, you gave me Wheaton and Richardson. Like, that's what you really...
No, but that's where they needed the most help, at quarterback and at running back. Because... See, I can't even remember his name. Their running back last year was on a Madden cover, got hurt, got married in the middle of the season.
I just know him as the white running back because there's always one that's really good. There's always
you can't
one...
stay away from race right now.
There's always one white running really back that's like that's right. good.
I'll pull him up while you continue to yeah, stumble over
the guy. I can't remember his name either. It's because he
continue to be racist. I'll find his name.
I don't mean to be racist. It's just I just remember him as the white running back or whatever. But
who, the white guy? Yeah, him. Yeah, the white guy.
Yeah, believe it or not, Mike is darker than me. But,
believe it or not.
But yeah, but you giving me Wheaton and Richardson as the reason Cleveland can win this game. Like Wheaton and Richardson?
No, we're I'm not saying talking they're about, why. We're saying they're some of the they're part of the biggest changes on their roster.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Andrew Luck here. We're not talking about RG3. We're talking about Brandon Wheaton. The guy, you know what? I think I'm younger than Brandon Wheaton. You know he's like 40, right?
Statistically speaking, it's that quarterback that you didn't expect to do anything that beat you. Especially when you're talking about the Eagles.
I mean, but the dude is like 40, though.
The Eagles?
He's 40 and probably smokes Marlboros on the weekend.
Let's ignore Brandon Wheaton and look at the Eagles. The Eagles are prone to lose this type of game. There's no reason they should lose this game, but they're prone to lose this game.
Well, you know, I'm actually going to go in the face of our normal show and actually cite some Conda facts. Well, I mean, Conda facts is I know it's true, but I can't quote the exact fact that Andy Reid pretty much sucks in his first game.
Yeah.
He pretty much sucks in his first game.
Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis, there we go.
It took me too long to find his name.
Yeah, Peyton Hillis. How can we forget a name like Peyton Hillis?
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows, but... Not to drag this one on, but who you got, Cleveland versus Philadelphia?
I got Philadelphia. I have Philadelphia. I'm confident Philadelphia is going to win that game. And by me saying that, I probably just jinxed the hell out of them. But I'm confident Philadelphia wins that game. I don't see any reason why they should lose that game.
I'm predicting the loss, Mike. Chris Chirdamas is predicting the loss. You know why? Because it goes back to Andy Reid sucks in the first game, and they're on the road. And it's always that team that steals a game where you'd be like, wow, is this their year they finally break out of their slump? And then next thing you know, it's like, yeah, they're back to normal at the season's end.
Here's the other thing. Not only do I want them to win the game, but I need them to because of what I said to open it. This is the kind of game that could ruin the rest of the season.
See, I don't think it's going to ruin the rest of the season. It's going to, in every Eagles mind, fan's mind, I think, like, oh my gosh, they're going to be like, man, the Eagles done.
At the schedule much, have you?
But, well, I'm only taking it game by game. You can only take it week by week. But I think, honestly, they lose this game. They just play bad, they come out flat. And, you know, that's, you know, keep score. I pick Cleveland in week one. Chris Chirdamas, winner of the fantasy football.
Might as well write it down.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna put Mike Philadelphia and Chris Wright. Oh, Cleveland.
Okay. All right. When you look at the next game, you'll see why I don't need them to start on a losing track on the road. Because we come back to Philadelphia. Am I right? Yeah, we come back to Philadelphia and play the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
I know you're not a big Flacco guy.
You got me started on Flacco. Josephine Flacco.
And if I'm correct, Ray Rice got his money, right?
Yeah, he did get his money.
Ray Rice got his money. So Ed Reed's coming back, right?
Ed Reed might be in one of those MetLife vacation homes.
He might be.
Like,
he's coming
you can't
back.
Tell me different. Ed Reed looks like he's like 50. I mean,
what are we expecting from... I hate when I can't remember players' names.
Michael Vick.
Ball so hard, University.
Ray Lewis.
Not Ray Lewis. Can't Ray remember
Lewis.
His name.
Well, we could expect
torn
Ray
ACL,
Lewis. The over-under is
torn ACL in the preseason. Might play. He might not be able to play. I can't remember his name. They're defensive MVP.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to 2 Points, but we're just going to sign Mike off. Because
I can't remember,
remember
names. I told you I didn't get to do my research for the show. If I did it, I would have remembered a lot of people's names, but I didn't. Remember, I blacked out.
Yeah,
you know who the hell I'm talking
It's only
about.
Two people that's important on Baltimore, and that's Josephine Flacco, who thinks he's the top five quarterback in the league.
You said there's only two people that's important. Yeah, Terrell Suggs' name jumped in my mind.
Yeah, Josephine Flacco thinks he's the top five quarterback in the league, and he thinks he's all... Don't get me started on Josephine Flacco, but Ray Rice, I love Ray Rice. But the issue is that those contracts those running backs signed, although Arian Foster did buck the trend last season when he signed his contract, had a great season. But, you know, yeah, I you know, we're kind of going around in circles here. We're not getting to the point here. Who do you think is going to win?
I think it all comes back to whether or not they win that first game. If they win that first game, they're on a stride. Not really on a stride, it's only the first game. But, you know, they spirits about them. They come into this game with a completely different mindset than if they lose. So we know how the Eagles get when they lose. They win that first game. I got them pulling out a tough one in Baltimore. I mean, yeah.
You know what, Mike?
I got them pulling out a tough one at the Link, home opener.
Do you have your ballerina shoes on? Because you sure are tiptoeing.
I'm not. It matters.
You're just tiptoeing
These
around.
These things matter
it.
In football.
Yeah, it's an ebb and flow. I get that part. But you know what? I'm picking Philadelphia outright over Baltimore. I think that's a copyright by Mike Missanelli. I feel like I'd be sued if I didn't mention that. But I think they're going to win over Baltimore just because of Josephine Flacco. I think the Link is going to be up and hype and ready to go. It's going to be a great game. And you know, honestly, Baltimore usually is a bad matchup for them. But just like we shouldn't lose in week one to Cleveland, I think we pull this one out in, versus Baltimore. I think Vic makes enough plays. Shady makes enough plays. And I think Josephine Flacco, finally, he's probably on his period that week. So, you know, he's just going to shit the bed.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, he is terrible. You're
you
right.
You could be burying us right now. You could be putting too much in the air. Flacco mess around, come out and throw 500 on us.
He's not going to throw 500. You know why? Because if I was a quarterback on Ray Lewis's team, I'd just be nervous all the time. He could cut me anytime.
You can't keep making shit. It's like 30 years ago.
What do you mean? Does murder expire?
No, murder doesn't expire.
Okay.
All right.
Can still make the joke. So, for the record, for those keeping score at home, Mike is picking Philadelphia, as Mike is copying off my pick, picking Philadelphia too. Doesn't matter. You knew where I was going.
Anyway.
I'm Chris Radames.
Want to take a look at week three?
Week three? Can we just bypass week three? They're playing
isn't this basically the same game that happened in San Francisco last year? Well, no, that was actually here.
Well, see, the difference I think with that one is that San Francisco proved to be a good team. Arizona, you're not convincing me that Arizona's winning NFC West. Can you name their quarterback?
I don't believe they're winning the NFC West either. I don't believe it. They still have Larry Fitzgerald. They have an okay defense now. Kevin, I don't believe they're winning this game either.
Your choices are Kevin Cobb and John Skeletor.
I don't believe they're winning this game.
However,
once again, it all depends on how that first game goes. The Eagles lose that first, especially on like a last play, Brandon Wheaton drive, or Trent Richardson running the ball down there.
So you're just predicting doom if they lose to Cleveland.
I told you, that game that game could tear the season apart. That's how the Eagles play.
But you're predicting them to win, though.
I am predicting them.
You're predicting them to win. So don't even talk about the first game. Because
technically,
you're
right now, I have them at 3-0.
Yeah, you're wrong. Technically, you're wrong.
You have them losing at Cleveland. But you have them beating Baltimore.
I know. What's the problem?
Okay.
All right. Arizona, we got Mike picking Philadelphia. Is that right, tiptoeing?
Yes, I picked Philadelphia. I'm not tiptoeing.
Yeah. The last season, the word of the day was flip-flopper.
This season, it's tiptoe?
Exactly.
I like how Eagles fans can't have a different opinion from anyone else without being called names.
Oh, that's just fandom. It's so hard to fandom. But going on big game here, Sunday night at the Link. At the Link, Giants come in to face the Eagles.
I hate this schedule because it starts off away, home, away, home, away, home. Like, there's no back-to-back games in the first portion of the season. I hate that because traveling to Arizona is going to be a problem. It's not really a short week or anything. Traveling back to New York is going to be a problem. You know, we travel back. Coming back to Philadelphia isn't going to be that bad. But we are talking about the defending Super Bowl champions. We're also talking about the defending Super Bowl champions being the New York Giants. Forget this champions foolishness. The New York Giants early in the season where they're still doing that. Oh, we might win this game. We might not. We really don't care. We can coast down. I don't understand how they make it to the playoffs the way they play. So, with that said, I'm giving it to the Eagles at home.
Oh,
no, I got the Eagles 4-0 right now. I don't know how I got them 4-0 because
watch
it's
out,
not possible.
Watch out, Patriots. The Eagles is coming for your record.
You didn't see
according to Mike.
You didn't see the next two games yet.
All right, now my philosophy on this. Giants go Super Bowl stinker, Super Bowl. It's just
Yeah.
They alternate back and forth. They're inconsistent from season to season. Last year he won the Super Bowl. I think they're due for a letdown, actually.
Check the tape.
And at least for the first couple games. And I think, honestly, I've defended him and I've praised him. But he's just got the feeling of one of these games that Eli is due for a stinker. Like, he's due for one of these games, like, against Philadelphia on Sunday night at the Link, where it's just like, he just gives the ammo to all his critics. So I'm thinking, I'm actually thinking Philadelphia big in this one, actually.
It's possible. Is it Deshaun got his money?
I think it just gets out of hand. Not, on purpose. The Giants just gets out of hand. So I'm picking Philadelphia. And so far, we agreed on the last three, but disagreed on the first one. So with a quarter of the schedule in, Mike has the Philadelphia Eagles 4-0, and I have the Eagles 3-1. Now, moving on to Game 5, Mike, you want to start that one off with Pittsburgh visiting?
No, they're not visiting. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're driving up the road to Pittsburgh. That's not much a trip, but it is Pittsburgh. I hate Pittsburgh. It's more than Arizona. I mean, they ain't driving to Arizona, but they ain't a flight. Anyway, man, that's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a tough one. I'm not tiptoeing. I got to break it down the best I can. I still don't like Ben Roethlisberger. I think he's going to get...
Neither does any woman in her mid-20s at a nightclub drunk.
I think they're going to get... I think the Eagles can get a lot of pressure on Ben Roethlisberger. Lord, what am I doing? I'm not about to give them 5-0. I can't. I can't really.
I don't know. I think you're drinking the green Kool-Aid, Mike.
It's because I believe... We're going to touch on that later. We got to speed through this. Screw it.
Mike is picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Interesting.
No, I didn't pick the Pittsburgh. Picking Philadelphia.
Oh, excuse me, Philadelphia.
I really don't believe they're going to be 5-0, but the matchups aren't horrible right now. Like, not if everybody plays up to what they can be. If.
Interesting. So, all right. So, I'm looking at this. Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger, excuse me, Freudian slip there.
It's not fair and biased.
Mike Wallace. Contract dispute.
He didn't get it yet, right?
Didn't get it. Nope. Gave Antonio Brown a huge deal. He said, hey, Mike, look what we're giving your other wide receiver. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
If Mike Wallace holds out and doesn't play, like, honestly, if he just holds out from training camp, I see Pittsburgh not...
Struggling.
Yeah, struggling. Because, I mean, Mike Wallace is just a weapon that just stretches the field. I think Antonio Brown really... benefits from Mike Wallace and his speed on the field. It's like two speedsters, so I think if you take one, Antonio Brown sees two double teams. I don't know Mike Wallace enough to say, oh yeah, he's going to come in shape. He's a stand-up guy, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. He might Brandon Marshall it and come in pajama pants and refusing not to catch the ball. Like, I just don't know. So, with that said, by the ebb and flow of the situation, I got to go Philadelphia. I actually talked myself into Philly.
See?
I can't believe it. We're going to create some creative programming and we're going to fly here. Mike, I'm thinking that we were talking about going through 16 games. I think we should go through 8 this week and 8 next week.
I'm fine with
to
that.
Stretch it out.
That's fine.
Whatever.
No problem.
All right, so we got that down. So now we're in week 6, and this is the week before the bye, and you have Detroit coming to the Link.
This is one of those games where I believe...
I'm rewinding back. I'm picking Pittsburgh because I just don't like this ebb and flow. Yeah, Chris Radames.
You just flip-flop. You just trashed Pittsburgh.
I did. But
you gave all the reasons why the Eagles are going to win and then said they're not.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ebb and flow of the schedule and it's not saying to me...
But now you're looking at the whole schedule.
No, I'm looking at the previous games.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm still saying if they lose that Cleveland game, this changes drastically. Drastically.
Well, of course. But, okay, so we got Detroit coming to the Link.
This is one game that I believe is just a horrible matchup on the Lions. I just don't believe the Eagles' offensive line can stand up to the Lions' defensive line. And this is going to be one of them games where Mike Vick is tested. Is he going to run? Is he going to have to run? What's he going to do when he's forced out of the pocket? And we know what he can do when he's forced out of the pocket. But when you got a team that's coming in with a line like that and linebackers like that, he can't do what he wants outside of the pocket. He's going to get trashed if he gets outside of the pocket. I got the Lions winning that game.
Mike with the Lions with the going into the bye. I could see your reasoning because you figure you're going into the bye, maybe you got your guard down a little bit. know, you're a little hesitant, things like that. But you know what? I'm going for the Eagles. You know why? Can you name, can anyone that plays wide receiver in the NFL name the Lions cornerbacks?
No.
Like, no, do they know their last name?
No.
And you know why? Because they're always in front of them.
True.
That's why they can't tell their last names. So
one of them just got arrested and cut, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So you got DeSean Jackson on the outside, and you got Macklin on the outside. I think just as far as a speed thing, they're just going to obliterate their secondary.
See, here's the...
And you know, I know you're thinking like, they're going to get the Vic before that can happen. If the Eagles can just hold up, because it's just going to be a big play thing. And I think on the other end, they're going to try to counter with Calvin Johnson.
They're going to counter with
Calvin
Johnson.
Yeah, they are going to counter with Calvin Johnson. And I got a little confidence that this is your boy and my boy's Juan the Gardner Castillo's breakout game.
We hope.
I hope so. I really pray. Do I sound too confident?
You do. No, I mean, because that's my issue is on the Lions.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are going to dictate the flow of the game. And they're going to make Michael Vick force some balls. It's going to take him into that area where I don't want him running and forcing the throw. I don't want him forcing. I want him comfortable the whole time. And they're going to make him uncomfortable.
Well, I think just as far as Detroit, I'm actually, we'll get into this on another, maybe next week on our other preview show or whatever. We don't care. But I think the Lions actually take a step back this year just because I think the volatile emotion of Jim Schwartz, you can't have a coach that emotional succeed. I've never seen a coach like, wow, that guy's really emotional and not in a good way.
We're not talking about their home season. I'm only talking about this
matchup.
Yeah,
which I understand. And I think this will be representative of what happens in this game. So I'm actually choosing Philadelphia in this one.
You know, technically, what we got them at? I got them at 5-1, which is not happening. I know it's not happening, but I got them at 5-1.
And I have them at 4-2. Yeah, I have them at 4-2. So, you know, we're still a pretty good season so far. We could be looking at it with eagle-shaded glasses, but... You know, now week 7
is the bye.
Bye week. Who you got, Mike?
The media. Because the media is going to tear into all that dynasty and all that talk. The Eagles are on the upswing. It's going to be, well, can the Eagles be the dynasty today? If they're on a downswing, like dynasty, what were they talking about? So
yeah,
jokingly talking about this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't really entertain that.
This is an interesting game coming out after the bye.
At home.
Yeah, at home with Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
Matty Mice. Always coming up small, you know. But so I don't know why everybody keeps talking about the guy like, oh, yeah, he's one of the... I'm imitating Ron Jaworski here. Yeah, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Really? What has he done? Has he won a playoff game? No. That's the answer to that question.
Okay.
No. Matty Mice. And you know what? It goes back to my philosophy. I believe I stated last season on 2 points, was that coach can't win with white hair. I mean, you got white hair. Dye it. You
no,
know
what
I mean?
So.
He was gray.
Anyway.
Yeah, he was probably white, but, I mean, that guy is ghost white.
Okay.
You know, that's that Scrooge McDuck white.
All right. So who you picking?
Oh, okay. Oh, we're talking about the game now. Oh, great. I'm picking Philadelphia. I can never pick Matty Mice because that's a night. No, it's a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock game.
So, you know, maybe you feel like you have no pressure. Oh, but you know what? It's home, right?
Yeah.
You know, Matty Mice is actually from the area. Yeah.
Nah. See, I'm not going to get lengthy. I want to hurry up and get to the next and last game that we're going to talk about.
This is the last game.
No. Well, we said we're going to do 8 games.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. The Eagles are what under Andy Reid after the bye? I think they got 1 loss, if that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all you got.
That's all I got. I mean, you can't argue those numbers.
You can't pay for this analysis anyway.
I mean, you can't argue those numbers. Andy Reid is great with time to prepare.
You're right.
I mean, the only other loss with extra time to prepare is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you figure you can't screw up a timeout on your bye week, right?
Can't.
So, you know, that's a good point. And you're picking them because after the bye week. I'm picking them also because of that. And also, it's Matty Mice.
I mean, that's the number
also,
one time I trust Andy
also,
Reid. That's
no one,
my suicide
No one tell
pick
anyone
week.
In Atlanta, but Michael Turner's done.
Oh, yeah.
He is done.
Yeah. He's getting that Priest home stage. It's over.
Yeah, it is over. So we're both picking Philadelphia here, and we're just going to put Philadelphia both here. And big game here to end this debate, to end this talk about the schedule here.
Monday night, New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. This is my how much does Sean Payton mean to your team game.
How about it?
That's it. That's all I got. How much does Sean Payton mean?
I, you know, just off the face of it, I can't pick the Eagles Monday night in New Orleans. I mean, Drew Brees, God, he's, ooh, man, I think he would just pick the Eagles defense apart. Like, it's kind of
dumb the whole game and ruin the Super.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruin a championship.
Yeah, how about it? How Jimmy Graham and Marcus Colston won the fantasy championship for me last year.
That would be how they win this game, though.
Yeah.
Like, just dinking and dunking all over the field and then taking a deep shot after everybody, you know, gets closer up, the safety steps up. That's how they take this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a big game for New Orleans. And, you know, it's a tough game on paper. And, you know, maybe you know, the wild card is the Sean Payton thing because you don't know how they're going to react. I'm in the standpoint, like, you know what, the coach does make a difference, but for the continuity they have had over the past couple of years, I think Brees can kind of will them. And you'll also have their guy back, Joe Vitt, who is defensive coordinator, he's not the coordinator, but he defensive something. I know he's serving as the head coach in Sean Payton's absence. He'll be back. I don't really think he'll make a difference, but, you know, I just think the weapons Brees have, barring any injury to the Saints players, I just don't think we can keep up with them on the scoreboard. Warren said also, can Vic handle the blitz? Because
you can't use that argument in this game and not in the Detroit game. But never mind.
Well, Detroit doesn't blitz. They bring the front four pressure.
That's a whole lot more pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the blitz is you got to assign your block and protections. But no, we don't want to make this a real sports show here. Yeah. So
not at all.
So do we both got New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm taking New Orleans on that one.
It's about time you stop tiptoeing, Mike.
It just really depends on how much Sean Payton means to that team. That's why I keep saying it. That if Sean Payton really does mean the world to that team, they're done. I don't care how good Drew Brees is. Drew Brees was good in San Diego.
All right, so with all that said, let's wrap this up, and we got our first half of schedule done. We'll pick up the next half next week. Or, you know, maybe we'll bust out two this week. Ah, who are we kidding? We're not that busy. But,
we'll
all right, so, Mike, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it's 5 and 2. No, 5 and 3.
6 and 2. You got 6 and 2, and I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God damn it. Actually 5 and 3. I'm 5 and 3.
Okay.
So with one half of the season in the books, Chris Radames is sitting at 5 and 3. So if you got your checkbook ready, you can just write a check to Vegas for that. Put that in the book. It's Chris Radames here.
Quick preview of the rest of the schedule. You got the Cowboys twice, the Redskins twice, the Giants one more time, Tampa, Cincinnati, and Carolina. So
I don't care about the Cowboys because I'm sure they'll be on coke or something like that to that effect. But, you know, yeah, I know. It just got me started on the Cowboys because they suck. I hope you're listening, Victor. Or did you bump your head too hard this past weekend? You know he bumped his head, right? He got so drunk, he was out in the parking lot and passed out. And he got, like, a big gash on his head.
Okay, that's not a bump.
Yeah, I know, bump. Yeah, it's
that's not a bump.
Yeah, so he fell. He said he was discovered 30 minutes later, you know.
Hospital?
Talk about your Cowboys fans.
Philadelphia-born Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. He's just like, he just wants to be like Michael Irvin. That's what I think it is. So I'm thinking coke is next, or crack for that matter. But moving on. Now, this is a debate. This is an interesting debate. I'm just going to grab this piece of paper from Mike here. And I got to say, Mike, you didn't like this guy. You were against bringing him in.
No, I wasn't against bringing him in.
Well, let's talk about who him is first before you go off on a tangent here. We're talking about Mike Vick, which Mike was in the corner of everyone's Kevin Corn on the Cob, you know, of like, hey, he should have gave him a chance. He should have gave him a chance.
No, do I got to explain this again? Did I do this last season? Did I explain it?
I think so. It's just no one believed you, so let's try it again.
My purpose, my whole support for Kevin Cobb was, if this is the guy that you traded Donovan McNabb for, like, you got rid of Donovan McNabb and went into the season believing this was your guy, then you play him and see what you have. We all knew, the whole city knew, they want to deny it, but the whole city knew that this team was not making the Super Bowl, was not, even if they could by some chance make it, winning a Super Bowl with that offensive line and that defense, period. It didn't matter who was the quarterback. Peyton Manning could have been there. Joe Montana could have been there. Jesus could have been there. And he was going to get sacked, get destroyed by every defensive line.
Would you sack Jesus?
Yes.
You're going to hell. I mean,
but he shouldn't put on the pads if you don't want to get in.
So, yeah, and then he, you know, you try to hit him and you just kind of get pushed aside.
Turn my knee into wine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but not to rehash this old argument about the Kevin Cobb thing is, but just my one point about it is, I don't think, in hindsight, I don't think the Eagles traded McNabb because of Kevin Cobb. They traded McNabb because he was done.
Yeah, McNabb was done.
So I think for whoever was there, it could have been Mike Kafka there, there was like, hey, well, McNabb done, so let's see what this guy gives us.
See, this is the thing. They gave Cobb the money already. So you see what you got. Just see what you got. We ain't have nothing to lose. Like, technically speaking, we didn't lose anything. We got an exciting season.
Exactly.
That's it. What do we... Philadelphia doesn't need exciting seasons.
That's a good point.
That's the worst thing to give Philadelphia, an exciting season, because then everybody gets all up, and then the Walt Whitman is backed up because everybody's standing on it deciding whether or not they're going to jump.
I like how you went Walt Whitman instead of Ben Franklin. Are you
that
a
was
poetry?
The first,
you're
that was the first one that came to my mind.
You're a lover of poetry?
It's just the first one that came to my mind.
I think he's a lover
It's closer
of poetry.
To the stadium, too. But anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good segue into the debate is Mike Vick the quarterback to lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl?
All right. That season where he got excited, you know, we all went right to that Redskins game. Yeah. Michael Vick showed off that year. He stepped up. I mean, there were games where I was just down on him, like the Jacksonville game. We were trashing Jacksonville, and I still was like, it should be better. We have the talent for this to be a much better game. Like, offensively, granted, our offensive line was horrible. It's not that much better. It's better now. But it was horrible that year. I was not on board with Jason Peters because he's a human holding call. Like, it's always holding. Jason Peters, but he's great. He's a good left tackle. If Michael Vick can do consistently that year what he showed flashes of, I'm on board.
All right.
I can't argue against a quarterback who can throw.
Still sounds like you're tiptoeing, Mike.
No, I'm on board. If he can play like he did, if he can be safe, not get hurt, give me all 16, give me 11.
Is he the quarterback?
Yeah, he's the quarterback. Well, we ain't got no other option. We ain't got no choice.
No, but just tell me, is he, in Michael Vick's career as an Eagle, is he the guy that you want to lead your team to win the Super Bowl? Does he have the ability to lead the team? He has the ability. I'm going to disagree, surprisingly. And let me tell you why Mike Vick is not the quarterback. He got married. I mean, let's look at it, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Brady wins Super Bowls, he gets married, and all of a sudden, he just can't win the Super Bowl. He can't beat Eli Manning.
Eli's married.
Yeah. Well, Eli was married before the Super Bowl. See, the thing is, the key is to get married, young enough so you can learn that your wife is a pain in the ass as soon as possible. Hey, baby, I love you. Hope you're not listening.
I was going to point out that one person here is married.
Yeah, and I got married young enough. See, you're screwed because you haven't gotten married yet. You get married later in life, and you're like, oh, damn it. You know, I can't improve anymore. I'm done. You know, it's too old. Your body catches up with you. I just think, like, instead of, like, watching film, he's probably shopping for curtains now.
But seriously, with all that said,
I gotta say, like, I was thinking about this for a couple days now, and I don't think Vick is the guy that leads to a Super Bowl. I like the guy, you know, he seems like a great guy to have a beer with. May not want to walk your dog or anything, but, you know, he's
terrible.
Well, he's not terrible, Mike. He's actually, like, I like the guy, and I think he has all the ability, but, like, as far as him, every quarterback that comes along and revolutionize the position, they never win a Super Bowl.
But see, that's my
argument. Like, that's the thing is, it's like, a warranted, the mold has to break sooner or later. But for the most part, you know, I just haven't seen a Vic-type quarterback win a Super Bowl.
All right, and that's my argument. It's like, that year, Michael Vick's game improved. Like, he could actually throw accurate passes. It wasn't just he's throwing them really far and his receivers were tall enough or fast enough to get to him. Like, he was actually making good passes that year. So, and he showed some decision-making skills. I mean, everybody likes to look at the Atlanta highlights and pretend like he was just the best quarterback in the league. No, he wasn't. He was a runner.
He's the best athlete.
Yeah, he was definitely the greatest athlete. I can't deny that. That year, he showed me a lot of quarterback skills. So I'll make the argument that if he can continue to, you know, if he can consistently show the quarterback skills we saw that year, I'm still on board. Like, I mean, he's not, you know, just, it's not the same. It's not the same. He's not the same quarterback.
You know, it's a funny pun to use. I really don't mean it, but it's like, can you continue to teach an old dog new tricks?
Apparently.
You know, it's...
Tebow was in a throwing camp.
Yeah, I mean, well, Tebow's 23, 24, or something like that, you know?
I just brought up Tebow to irritation.
Tebow has Jesus on his side, you know? But, yeah, with Vic, it's just, I'm not sure if I have confidence or whatever. And like, I have confidence in Vic, but just can he win the Super Bowl? And I think he can win the Super Bowl, but more as a... accessory to the power of the team. If we had a dominant defense, I would say yes, he can, just don't F it up for us. But because we don't have that, well, so far yet from what we've seen last season, I just don't know if he's the guy.
See, that's my argument. That's the other piece of my argument.
I don't think he's the guy.
The team around seems to be better. Like, if we are really to believe that part of DeSean Jackson's problem was the contract situation, and that he is going to be a better receiver. You know, that's beautiful. That's great. If Macklin's healthy, great. If Shady is the same player from last year, I have no complaints. It's just, if D'Amico Ryans is half the player that people think he's going to be, great. If our rookies are half the player people think they're going
to
be.
Interesting though about D'Amico Ryans is that everybody loves to pick up, and which I do too, but with D'Amico Ryans, he did come off the ACL injury two seasons ago.
Yeah.
And usually, if it was anyone we signed in free agency, I don't know, like a Marlon Jackson, we would be killing the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
But we're just so starved for a middle linebacker that we just want to believe. And you know what? I do believe. I want to believe. But is it enough? Can Michael Vick win the Super Bowl? Going back to the final question, I'd say I don't think he can.
Okay.
You know, we disagree.
Yeah,
you know, that's why we have a show.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, Eli Manning won too.
Eli, I mean, he's clutch. He's clutch. We don't even want to go down this road right now. But he's clutch because he won me my fantasy football championship. Now, last but not least, and I know it's one listener who will complete, he's going to write us like a 2-page email on this, the Andy Reid debate. Now, just as we talked about, is Michael Vick the quarterback to take us to win the Super Bowl? Is Andy Reid the quarterback, the coach to win the Super Bowl with the Eagles?
I'd say if he ever had a chance, like a realistic chance, it's now. I think this is probably his best chance to get it done.
Why do you think it's his best chance?
You look across the NFC, the Redskins got RG3. I think he's going to be great, but I think that's going to be a project. They could go 6-10, 7-9. I haven't really looked at their schedule. Cam Newton for the Panthers. You know, I know their offensive lineman took out an ad saying they're winning the Super Bowl. They're not winning the Super Bowl. Cam Newton's great. Yeah, no, one of their offensive linemen. I can't remember who it was. They're not winning the Super Bowl. The NFC South is great, but their top team is in limbo because it's bounty gate. Atlanta could be great, but you know Matt Ryan, you know, he might not get off. This might not be the year to get over the hump. Plus, like you said, Michael Turner's done. NFC East, always competitive. This could very well be our year. The Giants on the downslide. The Cowboys' window is definitely closing. Half their team probably be suspended by the end of preseason. The NFC North, I mean, Chicago's going to be tough.
So, can Andy Reid win the Super Bowl?
I'm getting through all these teams as quick as I can to say all these teams can be beat by the Eagles.
Yes. The
Packers are my toughest one, but you know, we talked about this before. The Packers had a problem with giving up points last year. And,
right.
I mean, I don't think there's a team in the NFC that can't be beat on any given week.
Mm-hmm.
That's slightly different from any other time.
Right.
And in the AFC, it's not too different. There is no powerhouse in the NFL this year. There's nobody, I believe. They say the Patriots got a real easy schedule, but there's no team, I believe, is just like, wow, I can't believe how good they are this year. Whereas the Eagles seem to have gotten better in the places we need to get better. That was Andy Reid. Like I said, he's in position to do it. Is he the guy that I believe, you know, all chips are down, you know, is he going to Lombardi speech it up in the, at halftime to get it? No, he don't strike me as that guy. But if there was one year, one team, one coach, and this year, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I am. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
You have
this
been
year.
Drinking the Kool-Aid this year.
Only because they seem to have made all the right moves in the offseason. And everybody else had collapses in different areas. Like you said, Detroit's going to have the emotional issues. New Orleans, like all the big teams have had issues, except the Packers. But, you know, they'll be the toughest. They'll be probably the toughest team in the NFC. And the AFC, I just don't believe, is strong this year.
All right. So you're saying if they don't want it now, it's over. It's just
over. Yeah, it's over. It's time to move on. Andy,
so you would
go.
Fire him.
Marty Schottenheimer. Get him out of here.
You know what? I actually think Andy Reid can win the Super Bowl. Reason why is we all know his failures in the title games, the NFC title games, and we all know the Super Bowl loss to the Patriots. But to tell me that a coach makes it that far and then just for some reason loses it, I'm just not buying it. And it goes back to also my stance about the coaching having an overrated importance on a team. I think a coach can make a difference, but it all depends on the team, and I think the players of that team really matters more than the actual coaching. Of course, when everything goes well, you know, people get more accolades than others, rightfully so, wrongfully so, but I think where I'm going with that, Sad, is just that if the Eagles have the team to win the Super Bowl, which is yet to be seen, and we'll probably talk about that next show, Andy Reid is the right coach to win the Super Bowl. You know, everyone points to the timeouts, the mistaken timeouts. Everyone points to his bad personnel decisions, etc. But you know what? It's looking like this with Joe Banner going and Howie Roseman focusing on a thing. He's, you know, pretty much all in on a personnel tip and maybe leaves coaching to Coach Reid or whatever. You know what? All the players love to play for him too. And I know we've all heard this before. We've all rehashed this before. But it's just like if a guy makes that many title games and makes a Super Bowl, eventually I think he's going to break through. He can break through, I should say, depending upon having a good team. You know, I know we've rehashed this comparison, but Bill Cowher, that's the one I go with.
Yeah.
Bill Cowher, you know. That's my stance on it. I know someone's going to rip us on the email. He's going to rip us completely. He's going to rip me probably tomorrow morning without even listening to the podcast. That's what he does. He's a ripper.
So, yeah. If he doesn't win this year,
is he going?
Stay the course.
As of right now, I would say yes, because I know you can always find an assistant coach in the ranks, and maybe there's an assistant coach on our staff or whatever. But you know what? To me, it would have to take like a drastic bad season. 6-10, I'd be like, you know what? I think it's time to get rid of him.
Yeah.
If that 6-10 is due to because everyone was on a bus and got shot or something like that, where the bus crashed.
Why did it have to go that far?
Because it had to be a mass.
On the field injuries?
Yeah, well, a mass tragedy. Because, you know, not like five guys get injured all at the same time.
You don't
time
want a mass tragedy.
I don't want one. I'm not saying I want one. But, you know, it's just what I'm saying, though. You know, unless it's like something horrific happens with the schedule this year where he busts all a 6-10, 5-11 type season. And there's no good reason why he didn't finish better.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, all right, you know what? It's just time to move on. And, you know, I don't know where we go, but it's time to move on. But I figure, like, all right, well, you go 9-7. Is he going, in your opinion? Like, he goes 9-7? And let's say
the thing is, sneaks into
the playoffs.
Okay, realistically,
yeah,
he's not going. Okay. Like, the reality of it is he's not going. We're just speaking.
I don't know. Like, Joe Banner cleaned house. Like, even his wife got fired.
Nah.
No?
We know Andy's not going. He's not.
I don't know about that. I don't, you know.
Joe Lurie is not... Jeffrey Lurie is not about to fire their winningest coach in forever and bring in and roll the dice on anybody lower than Cowher.
Honestly, you just threw me off for a second. I just had an epiphany here. But based on the money you make is how you're addressed. For example, you're known as Mike. Your full name is Michael, correct?
Yeah.
If you were worth $5 million, you would be addressed as Michael. Think about it. Jeffrey Lurie.
It depends on how many Jeffreys do you know? Present myself.
How many Jeffreys do you know?
A few. Just a couple.
And what do you call
them? Actually, the only one I know, I wouldn't call him Jeff. I've known him as Jeffrey his whole life. Like one of the few. He's always been Jeffrey. No.
Huh. Oh, you're killing me.
Either that or his nickname.
He has a nickname. Like, does rich guys have nicknames? Like, do you call Jeffrey Lurie, hey JL, you know, or anything like that? Like I said, depending on your net worth, I think you don't have a nickname once you get up to a certain standpoint when you're just, like, known as either Mr. or your full first name. Like, if I'm worth $2 million, I want to be known as Christopher. I would like to be addressed as Christopher.
I don't know. Mike Tyson is always going to be Mike Tyson. Michael Jackson is always going to be Michael Jackson. Ain't because he's rich. It's cause
Mike Tyson's broke, so that doesn't really apply anymore.
Michael Jordan is always Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. He's not Mike Jordan. No. It's Michael Air Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Michael Air Jordan, you know, or if you want to leave the air out, it's Michael Jordan. Yeah. And that's what I'm going with. Like, you know, think about the rich people, you know, with a full name. Everyone addresses them as their full name.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I never heard you say Kobe Bryant.
Who cares about Kobe?
Woman in Colorado.
What happened? You know what? We're going to talk about that off the air. Cause
yeah, well, anyway, moving on. We're kind of getting off topic here, but we're going to wrap up here. Next week, we're going to, we're not sure yet, but no. Next week, I know for definite we're going to finish up the Eagles season, the last 8 games. And I know you might got them winning all 8 games.
No.
Yeah, you know, if you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Or
I am drinking the Kool-Aid a bit.
Now, and of course, we still got our Gmail going here.
2pointspodcast@gmail.com. That's the number 2pointspodcast@gmail.com.
Looking for your feedback. And, Mike, where didn't you post the podcast somewhere else now?
I'm working on it. Okay. It's still on Podomatic for now. It'll be on Facebook. So if you subscribe to on Podomatic, you're going to get it when we actually post it. I'm working on actually setting a set time and date when it will be posted, so you can look forward to it on a weekly basis or whatever you want to see it.
You mean hear it?
Hear it. Working on a blog page.
Yes, yes, where Chris Radomas will present his NFL Stone Cold Locks of the Week.
And
I just made that up, but I'm sure I'll do it.
We'll likely be moving away from Podomatic because their storage situation is ridiculous, and I don't want to give them money. But you will know.
I don't want to give anyone money.
Oh, and you can subscribe to the 2 Points Podcast on iTunes.
I don't even have a Twitter page about 2 Points.
We do have a Twitter page that is not being used.
Ah, great.
It's reserved. You can follow the 2 Points Podcast on Twitter. I believe it is just 2 Points Podcast, @2PointsPodcast.
And from this conversation, you could tell who's doing all the tech work.
Yeah.
Because I'm just asking you, hey, don't we got this stuff?
We do. I'm working on it.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys and ladies and gentlemen. And tune in, I guess, next week or in a couple of days or whatever we have it up.
Whenever.
And,
we'll let you know.
Let you know. Look forward to your feedback. Cue the music.
Cue the music.